My name is Charles Biblezer, managing editor of The Media Line, and today my guest is Professor Eitan Gilboa, director of the Center for International Communication at Israel's Bar-Ilan University and an expert on American Middle East policy. Thank you for being here today, Dr. Gilboa.
My pleasure.
The topic today is the U.S. State Department's annual Country Reports on Human Rights Practices, which expunged the word occupied in reference to the Golan Heights, West Bank, and Gaza Strip, which are now labeled as being under Israeli quote-unquote control. Dr. Gilboa, do you see this as a significant shift, and if not, why?
It is a significant shift because words and terms always count. And occupation has a negative connotation. Control is not totally referring to Israel owning the area, but it is a more positive term. Now, we see here a change in American approach starting in November last year when the United States opposed a UN standard resolution calling on Israel to end its occupation of the Golan Heights. It means that the United States is moving in the direction of perhaps recognizing Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights.
Indeed, U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham was in Israel this week and actually vowed to lobby the Trump administration to do just that after touring the Jewish state's northern frontier in conjunction with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and U.S. Ambassador David Friedman. That being said, do you believe that this is indicative of an approach that could thereafter be applied to perhaps more contested territories such as the West Bank?
No, I think that there is a huge difference between the West Bank and the Golan Heights, both politically and legally. Israel annexed the Golan Heights back in 1981. The Golan Heights was not populated by Syrians. There were a few Druze villages, and the inhabitants of these villages, many of them, apply and received Israeli citizenship in view of what was happening in Syria in the last 5 years, the civil war and the virtual control of Damascus by Iran, Hezbollah. It seems that the threat to Israel coming from Syria has increased rather than decreased. So I think that the circumstances are somewhat different. And perhaps the situation today in the Golan Heights is more ripe for an American recognition. The West Bank is a different story. I'm surprised that Gaza has been included in American reports as occupied. Israel left Gaza in 2005. And to call Gaza still an occupied territory was obviously a mischaracterization of the situation on the ground. But as I said earlier, there has been an initiative in Congress, a bipartisan initiative, I should say, not just Republican, to move in the direction of recognizing Israel's sovereignty in the Golan Heights. There has not been any such move on the West Bank or East Jerusalem. So there is a chance now that perhaps with the bipartisan congressional activity, the White House may be persuaded to change American policy on the Golan Heights.
And finally, Professor Eitan Gilboa, director of the Center for International Communication at Israel's Bar-Ilan University. All of this is obviously occurring on the backdrop of the much-anticipated release of the Trump administration's 2 years-in-the-making Israeli-Palestinian peace plan. Do you think that we can derive any lessons, or whether or not this move foreshadows anything in particular?
We don't know much about this deal of the century. We only know that it's going to be different from earlier American proposals for comprehensive Israeli-Palestinian peace. This is also remains to be seen because of the few details that have been released about the deal, it seems that there is some continuity in American approaches, especially in the basic idea of territory for peace and the establishment of a Palestinian state. The exact context, this, is not yet clear. It seems to be changing from earlier proposal in the sense that the emphasis is going to be on a regional approach, which means that the Sunni Arab states that have now better relations with Israel, stemming from the Iranian threat, that these countries will support the deal and will apply pressure on the Palestinians to accept them. But I do not see any direct relationship between this at least change in terminology about the Golan Heights and the deal for Israel and Palestinian peace.
Professor Eitan Gilboa, always a pleasure speaking with you. It's much appreciated. Thank you for your time, sir.
Okay, thank you very much.